I mean, to be honest, I couldn't care less about this. You know, all this celebrity culture really just makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
But a kind of a sideline to this story.
You know,
Dan, I don't see you as a celebrity.
No.
I see you every morning.
Fortunately, that's a view shared by most of Britain.
But as a kind of sideline to this story, Pete Waterman has said that pop stars are too greedy as well, and that they don't know how lucky they are. He said that they're just in it for the money, unlike Pete, of course.
I should have asked Phil Manzanera there how much he actually made out of Roxy Music.
Yeah.
I wonder if he actually made that much money out of it. Because didn't you used to think that people who were in groups, and I apologise the people from Withnell who were hanging on the phone there, but didn't you used to think that people who were in groups, anyone who was in a pop group had millions. And then you find out, it was only my bitter experience on the punk rock circuit, because I thought, he's not doing bad, they just signed to, and none of these nitwits realise that. The problem with bands is none of them realise that when they get their 60 grand advance, as was a load of money, Sham 69 got a £60,000 advance from Polydor. Right? No, but in 1977, that was something.
Yeah.
You know, £60,000, they think that's what they've got. And they don't realise that when they come off the tour, they say, promoting the album, they don't realise, even when they're recording the album in the studios, they have to pay for it, and it comes out of their money. It didn't occur to them. And when they're on the road in hotels, they're playing the record company, they're not paying for a red cent.
And then they
got about 400 quid, £60,000.
And of course, when you go out and stuff, and you know, you go out to the pub with your mates, and everybody thinks, oh, they're loaded.
Yeah.
They'll buy all the drinks, you know, so of course you get into that situation where people perceive that you're much richer than you are,
and then
things, and then you feel like you've got to live up to that, and then
Paul, John Weller, who was used to manage because he was his dad, he used to book, the only thing he insisted was always booked into good hotels, and he looked after him. So if your dad's your manager, although that doesn't work for instance, who is it, Macaulay Culkin, you end up suing your parents, don't you?
But Pete Waterman said that basically he paid Kylie too much, and that his association with her nearly made him bankrupt, because they used to have to pay, you know, because she's Kylie, you couldn't just like pop down to the hairdressers. You'd have to bring somebody round, pay them £1,000, you know, have your personal shoppers come in and all the rest of it. So he's saying pop stars are being paid too much.
I'm sorry to everyone on the Graham, we're coming straight to you, but if you ever read the Bros book, the kid who was in one of the Bros brothers wrote a book.
I missed that one.
And he's trying to make out, we never went mad. You know, there's a lot of fuss made about the fact that I used to employ somebody just to run my baths. But we never went mad. And he had someone whose job it was to run their bowels while they're on. That was their job. It's in the book, and you read it and think, hang on, you just spent 20 pages saying we never went mad, and press made out we were crazy and overspending. Had somebody to run his bowels. Right.